This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you were on the Hope Facebook page this week, you may have seen a little story unfold about a marriage proposal that was accidentally captured by a photographer and the search to find the happy couple. Well, Hopeland, you helped us find the couple. Their names are Monica and Philo, and they're from Western Sydney. And Monica's actually with me in the studio now to share the amazing story. Welcome, Monica.
Thanks for having me. It's really exciting to be here.
Cool. Let me give everyone the background first. So the story goes like this. Dan Jones, our weekend's announcer, he was scrolling on Reddit, which is a very popular and slightly geeky social media platform, and he saw a beautiful photograph of a man on one knee proposing down by Sydney Harbour. And the guy who put this picture up said, "My friend captured this on the weekend, but he doesn't know who they are. Can you help me find them so I can give them the photo?" And so Dan put it on our Hope Facebook page. Someone said, "I know them, that's Monica and Philo," and eventually 20,000 views later, the photo has reached the happy couple. So, Monica, who was it that first told you or tagged you about this photo?
So, funny enough, it was my best friend. So, her name's Rose, and she actually got it sent to her, and then she said, "That's definitely you." And I looked at it, and I was like, "What the heck? It is me, for sure." And I was just so confused as to how someone so far away could have caught it.
So, it's this beautiful photo with the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge in the background. Tell me about your conversation with the photographer.
Okay, so, initially, I spoke to the photographer, and I thought I'd get the photo right away. I sent them a message on Reddit. I actually didn't even have a Reddit account. I had to make that. And I sent them a message saying, "I'm the person who you want to send this photo to." Mm. And he sort of said, "No, you're not. Prove it."
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I was like, "What? What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, a lot of people had tried to claim that photo as their own." I was a bit disappointed, to be honest. But then I sent him another photo that's of a close-up, and from there he did believe that it was me, and he actually sent to his friend, who was the person who captured the photo, and sent it over to me.
And you said you found out they weren't even Sydney-siders.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently they were only there for the weekend for a conference. They're from California and they were just here, so it's really good that everyone was at the right place at the right time.
How long have you and your fiancé Philo been an item?
Almost 3 years. So it's been a long time. I'm sort of like... time's ticking, but yeah, he did not disappoint me, that's for sure.
Sweet. So take us back to the proposal day. Describe it. You know, women are listening. They want the details.
Yeah,
guys will just have to humour us for a minute.
So he calls me up on the Saturday morning and he tells me, "Oh, let's go for a dinner at the city." And so I get ready and he's like, "Look really nice." And he's not the type to usually tell me to look really nice. We're usually really, really casual all the time.
Yep.
So I get dressed up and... he takes me to right in front of Bicentennial Park and he sort of says, "Oh, let's go for a walk." And I was in heels, so I'm thinking, "What do you mean, let's go for a walk? I can't walk. Why'd you tell me to look nice if you want me to go for a walk?" And he's like, no, let's go for a walk. The reservation isn't till 8:30 anyways. And I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm going to starve till then." So I'm like, "All right, whatever." And mind you, Bicentennial Park had like construction works happening at the time.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't even an easy walk.
Not very romantic.
So we start off on this walk till we finally got to this beautiful spot at Miss Macquarie's Point. And we sat down and we were just appreciating everything around us. It was just a beautiful moment. It was a beautiful time of day and the weather was perfect, actually. And he was just telling me all these nice things. And I was like, "Oh, like, that's really cute. You're so lovely right now." But I never saw it coming until the moment where everyone sort of left and he's like, and it was our cue to just take photos up there, I thought. So we get up there and we're both looking out towards the water and one of my favorite songs starts to play. And initially I'm just, you know what, we're in public place. I still didn't suspect anything at that point, which is just kind of daft from my end. But yeah, he just says, "Oh, what's that?" And I turn around and I'm trying to look at where this music is coming from or what's going on. And then the second I turn around, I look at him and he's down on one knee proposing to me and he asks if I will marry him. And I could not say no for a second. It was definite yes.
Were there tears?
Yeah, they were. They were lots of tears. And as soon as I turned around, all my family and his family and my friends came out. And it was just like, "Oh my gosh, how did I not see this coming at all?"
Wow. Yeah. So they were kind of hiding somewhere.
They were hiding apparently all day, which would have been funny.
Look, show me the ring, please.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, people. It's a very large diamond and it's sparkling immensely under these studio lights. Very impressive, Philo, if you're listening to this. I saw something on the Reddit conversation that the actual photographer heard a splash and thought someone had fallen in the water off the rocks. Is that true?
So it wasn't into the water, but initially Philo's brother was hiding as well, and he was meant to come out and take the photos. But as soon as he started to run up, he ended up stacking it and fell over.
Oh, man.
He never got the photo, but lucky for us, someone was there to capture that moment.
Yeah. So now it turns out that you're a Hope listener. Tell us a little bit about your faith.
Okay. So I'm from the Coptic Orthodox Church. So yep. I got baptized at 80 days old. So yep. That's what traditionally happens in the Coptic Orthodox Church for girls, whereas for boys, it's at 40 days.
Wow.
So I've been a Christian my entire life. And to have something like this happen shows that it's not coincidence. God actually has a plan in mind. God sets things up, especially when you couldn't have planned them, because the way he was supposed to propose to me apparently was he was supposed to take me out on a boat on the Sunday. But funny enough, they said, oh no, we've booked out the boats for Sunday. So he couldn't make it. And that was the last weekend before he was actually to travel to the US for holiday. So the only way it could have worked was that Saturday, and he did make it work. But if we had gone with the initial plan, it would have just been a rainy day and we wouldn't have been able to really do anything or take any photos outdoors.
Yeah.
So it really shows God's part in my life.
Wow.
And the fact that that moment was captured when someone else fell over, it all comes in like little puzzle pieces coming together.
Yeah, it's magnificent. And the photo will be on your wall, you know, for the rest of your life.
That's right.
We'll post it on our website with the story and so people can see, you know, just what a moment that was.
Yeah.
Well, Monica, it's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks to everyone listening to Hope and for everyone who shared it, just because without that, I wouldn't have been able to get it. So thank you.
It's been our pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.